Hello, writer friends. Welcome back to the Write It podcast. This is episode number 19, and I am your host, author Deanna Martinez Bay. So today, I would like to talk about several books that I have read in hopes that it would help me with my writing career. So I have three in particular that I'd like to tell you about. And the first one actually didn't have anything to do with writing per se, but this book has definitely inspired me. It's called The Martha Rules by Martha Stewart. So I'd like to read you a little bit about what this book is about and who it's geared towards, and then I would like to share with you how it helped me. So Martha Stewart shares her business knowledge and advice in this handbook for success. Now, I'm reading this to you from the description of this book on Amazon, okay? So, tapping into her years of experience in building a thriving business, Martha will help readers identify their own entrepreneurial... Does anybody else have a problem with that word? Voice. And channel their skills and passions into a successful business venture. Her advice and insight is applicable to anyone who is about to start or expand a venture of any size, whether it is a business or an endeavor, but also to individuals who want to apply the entrepreneurial spirit to a job or corporation to increase innovation and maintain a competitive edge. Featuring Martha's top principles for success, as well as stories and anecdotes from her own experiences, this will appeal to business readers, fans, and anyone who admires her style, taste, and great advice. Okay. And who have great business ideas of their own. So basically, that's what the book is about. It's geared towards entrepreneurs to help encourage us to start our own business. And like I said, this book did help change my point of view because, you know, most times people have a one-track mind, so to say. So let's say, for example, you are a baker and you want to start a bakery. And then you decide you want to niche it down. So not only are you going to start a bakery, you're going to start a bakery and you're going to make only decorated sugar cookies. A lot of people are going to just put their head down and move forward with this business venture, and that is all they're going to do. They're going to start up this bakery and they're going to make and sell decorated sugar cookies, and that's the end of the story. But what Martha teaches is that that doesn't have to be the end of the story. First of all, you could start a home bakery and you can make decorated sugar cookies, but you can also include other items. And then you could take your knowledge and you can teach classes and then take that knowledge and write books. And you can do all of these things in relation to your business. That is what I learned from Martha Stewart. So for me personally, I'm an author. I write. I'm a multi-genre author, okay? So I have women's fiction slash contemporary fiction slash family saga type books, novels, and novellas. But in each of my books, I have a thread of food and recipes that run through. So at the end of each of my books, I include recipes from the story. In addition, I have written cookbooks about baking because I am a baker. So I take my love of writing and I run with it. So I write fiction books. I write nonfiction books. I have columns in, you know, magazines about food writing or cottage baking. I have done freelance work for other magazines, and it all kind of encompasses food and writing everything that I do, basically. So that is what I learned from Martha. It doesn't have to be one thing that you do. You can create an empire from that one thing. Okay? And that was something really big that I learned from Martha. So I do encourage you to read the book. Again, it's called The Martha Rules. And as long as you have an open mind, it can definitely apply to us as authors, authorpreneurs, as I like to say. All right, so the next book I want to talk about is called Point of View, Writing Lessons from the Front Book 3. So this is like the third book in the series, but like I said, it's called Point of View. And it was a fantastic book. So, you know, I read fiction and nonfiction books. And when I was scrolling through Amazon one day, this book caught my eye. So I purchased the book. And it explained the different points of view in which one can write. And it explained them in great detail so that everyone can understand easily. So I actually rated this book on Amazon and Goodreads, and I gave it a 5-star review because it really did open my eyes and explain things in an easy way. So I can read you the description on Amazon just so you could see if maybe it's something that would interest you. Unlocking the mystery behind point of view. Why is point of view important to a novelist? And how can we make sure we're using it correctly? Which serves the story better? First person, second person, omniscient, or the quirky second? Using 30 years of writing experience, Angela Hunt presents a brief lesson on point of view that should answer all your questions in practical, simple terms. You don't need an entire book to understand it. You only need these 30 pages. These lessons, Hunt says, are brief for a reason. I don't want you to spend most of the time reading how-to books. I will give you what you need so you can put what you've learned into practice. That's the best way to improve. Enjoy this writing lesson for a fraction of the cost of attending one of Angela's writing classes. Your writing will never be the same. And I have to say that this book blurb was on point. It really is on point. It was a faster read. I do tend to read slower, especially when I'm trying to understand something, but it was a faster read, and I recommend it. So again, it's called Point of View, and the author's name is Angela Hunt. Okay, so the third book, I wasn't so keen on this one, I'm going to be honest, but it may help you more than it helped me. So it's called How to Make a Living with Your Writing by Joanna Penn. And I purchased this book. Actually, it has a little tagline, I guess I should say. It's called How to Make a Living with Your Writing, Books, Blogging, and More. And I purchased it in hopes of learning tips and tricks of the trade. But unfortunately, that's not what I found. I'm not saying it was a terrible book at all. I'm just saying that the information it contained was basic, and rather than like delve into the details and the how-tos, it quickly skimmed through the basic ideas with minimal explanation as to how to make them happen. So if I'm reading a book about how to make a living, I want details. Okay, do A, B, and C. You know, go about it this way. But that's not what I received in the book. So I was just looking for something with more in-depth information. So if you're a beginning writer, it is a great book to give you ideas as to how to make money. But be prepared to do the research to find out how to make these ideas happen and actually come to pass and work for you. Okay? So the name of that book was How to Make a Living with Your Writing, Books, Blogging, and More by Joanna Penn. And then prior to that, we discussed Point of View, Writing Lessons from the Front Book 3. And that one is by Angela Hunt. And then, of course, we had The Martha Rules by Martha Stewart. All of these are helpful books in different ways. So I hope that you found this information helpful. And even if these three books don't interest you in any way, shape, or form, I just suggest, you know, going into a bookstore or hopping onto Amazon and doing some research and finding books that do interest you that can help you with your craft as a writer, author, blogger, you know, freelancer, whatever it is that you do. So thank you again for tuning in today, my friends. I will be back soon. Happy, happy writing.